Well, it's not often that I do a topical message, but today I decided to do that on Mother's Day. God's Word tells us to honor our moms. Can I get a mom's amen? In Leviticus 19, God's Word told the Israelites, thus any follower of Christ, each of you must show great respect for your mother and your father. Exodus chapter 20, when God told Moses in the Ten Commandments what kind of a testimony the Israelites should be to all of the known world, well, he says, honor your father and your mother. This would proclaim a testimony to anyone that would want to know about the God of Israel, is that they honor their parents. So it's only fitting that in the New Testament, Paul would write to the Ephesians this very commandment as a testimony to the church in Ephesus. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother. It doesn't mean that you condone sin if you had a mother that did evil to you. I'm never saying to condone sin. But that being said, we have something we can thank our mothers for, if you had a mother like that, in that you're born in a world that praises and edifies abortions. You're here because your mom had you. So you can praise God for that. Solomon tells us in Proverbs chapter 1, he says, this is someone who seeks wisdom. He says, hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching. It's an interesting word there. It's where we get the Hebrew word Torah, hence God's word. Does that mean that we are to treat our mom's words like God's word? Maybe. And again, moms say amen. Simply put, God wants us to listen to our moms. God wants us to use the testimony of godly moms throughout the known world, throughout our world, that we, as followers of Christ, listen to our moms. I am thankful for my mom. She's here. She showed us love and care for me and my brothers and sisters. She is and was tender when she needed to be. She was tough when she needed to be. You had to be with four boys and three girls. I love you, Mom. I am thankful for my... Here we go again. I shook Todd, Pastor Todd's hand, and it automatically makes me cry. I am thankful for my wife, Laura, mom of our six kids. She is wise and strong, kind and loving, and she's serving in threes today. The number one reason I am so grateful to God for my wife is how she points me to Jesus. And she points our children to Jesus. Her desire to follow Jesus, her prayer life, her devotional life, is inspiring to me. I am also thankful that she loves Jesus way more than me. So this morning, I want to show you a couple moms in the Bible. What we can learn about God through them. Now, the message is not geared to only moms, even though we are looking at them as our example. We are looking at all examples of how to follow Jesus. And these are a couple of the examples that we can see. So let's start with the first of moms, and that is Eve. The first thing that I want us to learn from the first mom is what truly is the starting point of any understanding of God and why we love Him and desire to follow Him. And that is this: Eve trusted the Lord for her salvation. When you read in Genesis chapter 2 and then Genesis chapter 3, you will read of the creation of mankind, man and women, or woman. And then in chapter 3, you see the fall of mankind with Adam and Eve and their sin. We read that they tried to cover up their sin, their guilt, and cover it up by replacing it with fig leaves, as if to cover their sin, cover their own sin. Look at Genesis chapter 3, verse 7. Then we see that the eyes of both of them were open once they sinned, and they knew they were naked, the shame and the guilt of disobeying God. They sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. Our guilt, our shame for sin, it does need to be covered. It's embarrassing. And to be with God when I've disobeyed God, of course I want to cover my sin if I'm ever in His presence. So they tried to cover their shame with fig trees or fig leaves. They tried to hide from God. Look at Genesis chapter 3. We follow the narrative. It says that they heard the sound of God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called out to man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told you you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate." God called them out. He knew what they had done. He knew where they were. He needed them to know where they were because of their sin. Adam and Eve needed God to save them from their sin, to stop hiding, to come clean. He already knew what they did. From there, God tells Satan and Adam and Eve how He would provide this salvation. And that's our God, isn't it? We need what God told Adam and Eve, that He would provide through childbirth a Savior for our sin. The first gospel presentation is in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Where God says, "I will put enmity between you, Satan, and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He," meaning the Son of God, Jesus Christ, "shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." And God would do this very thing through Mary. We will get to her next. As Jesus being conceived by the Holy Spirit, Mary would give birth to the Savior of the world. We know that through this, Jesus, the very truth that our salvation comes through God, through Jesus Christ. And look with me at John chapter 3, verse 17. For God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Paul would write in 1 Timothy chapter 1, this is a trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Eve learned, as the first mom, that she needed to trust the Lord for her salvation. God's atonement, God's sacrifice for her sin. The first mom showed us all how salvation would be achieved through the sacrifice of God's Son, Jesus Christ. Not by works, covering up our sin, sowing fig leaves to cover our shame, hiding. Can you imagine that when Eve had her children, what she began to share with them, Cain and Abel and Seth and her daughters. By the way, through Seth came Enosh and Noah and ultimately Abraham. It's no doubt that Eve shared with her family, you can't save yourself from your sin. You can't sow fig leaves. It's not going to work. No, she shared without a doubt how she tried that. And God has to save her. By showing her and Adam that he would have to be the sacrifice for the sins. That his blood would be shed for the forgiveness of sins. Not your fig leaves. Moms, the most important thing the most important thing that you need is to trust the Lord for your salvation. And then to share that with your kids and your grandkids. Is your trust in the Lord only? Not on how good you are, or the good things that you do. No, your kids, your grandkids, they need to hear how you put your trust in Jesus Christ for your salvation. Not your good works. Maybe some of you in this room haven't done that yet. You're trying so hard to be the perfect mom, the perfect wife, the perfect employee, whatever identity you find yourself in. None of those titles will give you the peace and the joy than being written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And this only happens when you admit that you are a sinner before a holy God. God didn't save you because you're kind of good. God saved you because you were absolutely unworthy. And it's by his grace he saved you. But you must put your faith and trust in his work alone, not Jesus plus. Because Jesus plus anything is nothing. And thus you are finding your identity in your fig leaf. Maybe God is asking you, like he did Adam and Eve, back in Genesis chapter 3, verse 9. Where are you? By the way, he already knows. Do you? So from Eve, we learn to trust the Lord only for our salvation. Even if you think you have it all together, Mom, you're a sinner in need of a Savior. Being a great mom does not get you into heaven. Raising kids that don't go astray doesn't even earn you brownie points. Eve, the first mom, teaches us that we must trust the Lord for our salvation. So from the beginning of the Old Testament, now the beginning of the New Testament, I want to take a look at the earthly mother of Jesus, the Son of God, in Mary. What can we learn from Mary about God? Well, secondly, we must trust the Lord for his will in our lives. Mary loved the Lord. She loved God. She believed in God for her salvation. We read about this encounter with the angel in Luke chapter 1. It says, and he came to her, the angel, came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Now we see Mary's response in verse 38. And Mary said, "Behold, I am a servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Camp on that verse for a little bit. Don't remove it yet. "I am your servant. Let it be to me according to your word." What is God asking you to do? From Mary, we learn to trust the Lord for everything that goes on in our lives. That it is his will in our lives. So what is God asking for you? To say no to sin? To love your family? To stay with your spouse? To confess your sin that you're hiding? What is so hard that God is asking you to do? That maybe we can learn from Mary this morning. To submit to God's will. Yes, that means trials. Yes, this might mean suffering. Yes, this might mean persecution. What do we think Mary went through? You think her life was a cakewalk? Seriously, though, from Mary's perspective, for as we look at her as an example, consider, do you desire to do God's will? Are you saying to the Lord, "I will do what you ask of me"? And this is what we can learn from Mary. Those of us who love the Lord Jesus Christ because of his death, burial, and resurrection for the forgiveness of our sins, do we really want to do what he says? No matter what that means in our lives. What happens when your peers around you start to question whether you want to follow Jesus? Mary was looked down on, persecuted. She could have been stoned. And again, not like what I did in college. The worst kind. Remember back in Matthew chapter 1? Now the birth of Jesus took place in this way when his mother Mary had been betrothed. We remember in the parable, being betrothed is very similar to being married. It's not the actual final wedding feast, but it is a commitment that you are going to be married. And thus, if you committed adultery during the betrothal, you could be stoned. But we see the character of Joseph here. It says, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And the idea of before they came together, the idea is, believe it or not, Mary and Joseph would consummate their marriage. Sorry to tell anybody that doesn't believe that. That's what married couples do. Amen? So before they came together, she was already pregnant. That's what it means. Now, how could this be? Well, because Mary was had a child through the Holy Spirit. Now, that's hard to understand, especially until the angel explained it to Joseph. But Joseph, being a just man, unwilling to put her to shame, in other words, to be stoned, resolved to just divorce her quickly. Gabriel tells Mary, God has a plan for you, Mary. Mary, you're going to carry the Son of God for 9 months, give birth in Bethlehem. And then you're going to be on the run because Herod's going to try and kill you and that child. This son, the Son of God, your son, is going to die on a cross for the sins of the world. Do you trust me, Mary? Do you trust me with these plans for your life on earth, Mary? It's not going to be easy. Mary isn't someone to worship. She is someone who trusted the Lord for her life and his will in her life. She is an amazing example and one we should follow. All of us. I can see why in the Catholic Church they edify her or worship her. Because obviously it's a very rare thing that we would trust the Lord and fulfill his plans. No! It should never be like that. She is an example of what we all should be. People that trust the Lord with his will in our life. It doesn't have to be like that, follower of Christ. Mary teaches us all there is such great joy in trusting God with our life and his will to be done. I remember sitting in my office in Omaha contemplating whether God wanted me to pursue ministry or not. I argued with God. I even laughed like, no way, this isn't. I cried. I mean, I was making big money. I was working my way up the corporate ladder. This is what my life's all about. I had a house. At that time, I had 3 baby girls, a godly wife. Why would I want to change that? Because I needed to learn to trust him with anything and everything he was asking me to do. Do you know what God's will is for your life? Let me help you. It starts with your life prior to salvation, that the circumstances are leading you to put your faith and trust in Jesus alone for your salvation. That's number one. Don't start doing things for God before you get that one right. Eve teaches us that. But then, you do what Mary did. You follow God's will in your life. How do you learn God's will? There are 35,000 verses. Take your time. You have until God calls you home to learn more about this. It's not something subjective. It's not a feeling. God tells us everything you do is to glorify God. Make him famous. That's your will. That's the will that God has in your life. Anything that you are doing that is glorifying God is God's will. I think God is asking many of us through Mary's example to step up and to start to follow God's will. Confess and repent of dominating sin in our lives. See, Mary wasn't perfect. What makes her special is that she trusted the Lord. And it shouldn't be that special. Mary stands as a shining example of obedience and submission to the Father's will. Will we? The first mom, Eve, teaches us the most important truth about our walk with God, and that is trust the Lord for your salvation. Eve needed God to save her, and so do you. There is no greater love than what Jesus did for you on the cross. Confess and repent that you are a sinner separated from a holy God, and that you need to be forgiven today. Through his death, burial, and resurrection, you will find your salvation. Trust him. By the way, this is quite the testimony. Wives, moms, you want an amazing testimony? Start by trusting the Lord for your Savior. Trusting the Lord as your Savior. Look at Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31 woman, it says that her children, this is the Proverbs 31 woman, her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praises her. Why? What is he praising her for? Many women have done excellently. That's not it. But you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord, that is, puts their faith and trust in God for salvation, is to be praised. If you trust him for your salvation, then Mary teaches us, now trust him for whatever God's going to put you through. The second thing is, trust the Lord with your life. Now this goes as an application for everyone in here that knows Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We have to trust him for whatever he's going to put us through. Whatever trials, whatever suffering, whatever persecution. For there is peace and there is joy in doing what God says. So step out in faith. Enough's enough. Follow him. For some of us, we need to share the gospel with someone. Maybe it starts with your own kids. Tell them what Jesus has done for you. That is the greatest legacy you can leave your kids. I'm so thankful for the opportunity that Mother's Day brings. We have so many godly women in this church. Great examples to many who would follow because they put their faith in the Lord and they continue to submit to God's will in their life. God bless you, moms, and thank you for the example you are. Let's pray. Gracious and Heavenly Father, I thank you for the reminder in Eve and the reminder in Mary that we are to trust you for our salvation and we are to submit to your will. And God, I thank you for everyone that's in here, especially the moms. Lord, as they're under attack from a world that wants them to identify with any number of things, even the pressure from other moms, I pray that every mom finds their identity in you, Jesus, alone. That they would find their peace and joy in you alone. And that you would be glorified and that their testimony would ring forth. I pray all of this in Jesus' name and all God's people said.
Amen.
Let's stand and sing a final song.